You're listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast, hosted by Joe Hunter on the Sound of Life at soundoflife.org.
Boy, a big concert coming up in New York City. Yeah, with our very own Zach Williams and Corey Asbury. You can be part of a once-in-a-lifetime experience at the world-famous Beacon Theater in New York City. Two Christian music singers, songwriters take the stage for one night only. Zach Williams, Corey Asbury. Fear's a Liar, Old Church Choir, and then, of course, Reckless Love with Corey Asbury. You did that. Zach and Corey will create an unforgettable night of music, worship, and community on Sunday, June 25th at 7:30 p.m., all right? Now, you're like, well, where do I get my tickets? Where do I find out more information? Click on the Zach Williams Concert banner on our website, soundoflife.org.
A great way to start your day.
Go ahead. Make my day.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show. The Sound of Life.
I am Joe. Welcome to Cup of Joe Morning Show. So I was watching a little bit of the softball game last night, and I watched a little bit of it. It was the women's national championship series, and University of Oklahoma, OU, playing Florida State, their perennial powerhouses in women's softball. Some people are like, you know, is what is happening bad for the sport? I was reading articles about that, you know, because you can transfer now into another school and not have to take a year penalty, if I've got that right. It's almost like private schools recruiting other players. Players play for a few years at a school and they're like, well, I'm not going to win a national championship. And they're really good. And they get an offer to go to University of Oklahoma, so they go there. So that's kind of the thing that's happening. You know, they create a powerhouse. Not that colleges, men's, women's sports for years have been bringing in players from high school, but now you've got college. They've already established themselves in college, and they can go, right? So now that you're completely bored, I want you to hear there was a press conference before, of course, anybody played any games, and it was from Grace Lyons, this phenomenal softball player, and a couple of the other players. They're all what I would characterize as phenomenal players. But it's interesting because a reporter, opened up the door, and he asked the question about joy. Listen, this is question and a response.
How do you keep the joy for so long when anxiety seems like a thing that can very easily set in?
Well, the only way that you can have a joy that doesn't fade away is from the Lord. Joy from the Lord is really the only thing that can keep you motivated, just in a good mindset, no matter the outcomes.
1,000%. Agree with Grace Lyons. I think that is what makes our team so strong, is that we're not afraid to lose because our life is in Christ, and that's all that matters.
I think a huge thing that we've really just latched onto is eyes up. And you guys see us doing this and pointing up, but we're really like fixing our eyes on Christ because we know this game is giving us the opportunity to glorify God. Once I turned to Jesus and I realized how he had changed my outlook on life, not just softball, but understanding how much I have to live for, and that's living to exemplify the kingdom. And I think that brings so much freedom.
The Sound of Life.
I am Joe, Cup of Joe Morning Show. Looking forward to maybe some individual clouds and maybe a sight of blue skies. Interesting how when you don't have something, man, you sure do appreciate it when you see it, don't you? Oh, man, yeah. I'll tell you about the Uber driver in Aruba coming up in a few songs there. But right now, I wanted to tell you about this. I will call him an elderly man, okay? By anybody's standards, you know, he's got gray hair. But he's an old guy, and he started preaching on this train. And he was attacked by an atheist woman. And her son said, "Mommy, stop. He was sent by God." And the woman started to weep. She said, "My son was mute, and now he's talking."
A great way to start your day. The Cup of Joe Morning Show.
I was remembering the last time I forgot my phone, unintentionally, of course. I left it right here on the charger in the studio one afternoon. Happened to be the day that I had a flat tire on the bridge. First time that's ever happened, going over the Hudson River. Got to the other side. I'm trying to get the lug nuts off. The first time I've ever looked in the back of the car with a spare tire and all that. Never checked it out before. I'm pulling it out. So we're learning as we go. And I realize that lug nut's not coming off. I'm not taking it off of this little thing I got. So I called the AAA. Well, actually, I reached in my pocket for my phone to call them and realized I didn't have it. And then it was like, I was suddenly transported back into the 1980s. Nobody knew where I was. I couldn't get in touch with anybody. I didn't know how to do this. Make a long story short, I got the lug nuts off and got the tire changed. We used to do things like that, kids. We got things done, yes. And so on a fun Friday, funny Friday, fun Friday, bring in comedian Tom Papa, and he has an amazing way of looking at just everyday things and a time of no phones, kind of.
There's no way around it. Yeah. We're all being changed. We're all being dragged into the metaverse. We're being turned into robots as we speak. Mm. You remember you before these devices? As a different person. You get a glimpse of it every once in a while when you go out into the world without your phone. You ever do that? You ever leave your phone behind? By mistake, of course. You wouldn't do it intentionally. But just go out about the day without your phone? Oh, what a great day. Once you get past the crying and the dry heaving and tugging on strangers' pant legs, asking for help, once you get through all of that, it's a magical day. You just walk around with your own thoughts, just thinking about stuff. Wow. This must be what Benjamin Franklin felt like.
The sound of life.
It's thinking about women and in the Bible. Some people have like misinterpreted the Apostle Paul and his instructions to the church there about women, a lot of fluffing up about that. But women, really, if you think about it, if you look in Scripture, they're never second in the Bible. Their role is significant. When Adam needed help, God sent Eve. When the Israelites lost their way, God sent Deborah. When we need news of Jesus' resurrection, God sent Mary and Mary. And when the Israelites needed rescue, God sent Esther. When we needed to know the difference between works and grace, God sent Mary Magdalene. All those women were created in the image of God. That includes you, too.
The sound of life.
I am Joe. And a correction, I didn't say that. I said that, they won the game. Anyway, University of Oklahoma women's team did win the women's national championship, NCAA championship, in softball by beating Florida State last night. I was watching part of that game and I had some quotes from some of the players, which I'll do a little bit later on as well, too. They were asked questions, you know, before the series started. Same kind of thing now. Joe Mazzulla is a head coach of the Boston Celtics. He is not in the NBA Finals. The Miami Heat beat the team. But nevertheless, steady as she goes. He has made friends and fans this year on the way he has answered questions, just brilliantly answered questions. And he has stunned people. People said, well, I'm a fan of Joe's now. I don't care. You know, I'm a fan. I'm rooting for the Boston Celtics now. But you got to be a fan of the coach, Joe Mazzulla, especially this year. And he was asked a good question by a reporter, because you're caught up in that, the busyness, the pressures of being in the playoffs. You know, there's a lot to that. And he was asked a question about that.
Is there something you're doing over the last 48 hours to keep yourself away from just being consumed with this? Are you watching different movies?
Honestly, I met three girls under the age of 21 with terminal cancer. And I thought I was helping them by talking to them, and they were helping me. And so having an understanding about what life is really all about, and watching a girl dying and smiling and enjoying her life, that's what it's really all about, and having that faith. You know, the other thing is, you always hear people, you know, give glory to God and say thank you when they're holding a trophy, but you never really hear it in times like this. And so for me, it's an opportunity to just sit right where I'm at and just be faithful. That's what it's about.
Your daily dose of encouragement.
I've got a smile on my face and a twinkle in my eye.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show. The sound of life.
Hey, I am Joe. It's Cup of Joe Morning Show. And I found out about a therapy agency that uses a particular type of sheep because they have dog-like characteristics. And they're using sheep as psychological, physiological comforters, right? So it's a real thing. Psychological people. You know, it's a real thing to have a comfort an animal. Use animal. Horses are used a lot in therapy and stuff. Animals are good therapy. Support group is what they're using. Sheep helps people improve their mental health. If you watch sheep here in New York, it will improve your mental health. It did mine, standing in a neighbor's yard watching two sheep, just oblivious to me, just eating the grass, wander right out in the road, not paying attention to anything. I thought God is using the analogy that we, you and me, are like sheep. You know, we've all gone astray, and I thought they sure do. They wander off. They don't pay attention to what they're supposed to be paying attention to. So maybe they just look at them and feel better about themselves. Amen. I don't know.
Amen. Yeah. Amen.
You've been listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast on the Sound of Life, the Hudson Valley's 100% listener-funded Christian radio station. For more information on upcoming events, contests, to ask for prayer, and to become a member of the Sound of Life family by supporting the station, visit us at soundoflife.org.